Hey guys, welcome back. This is Justin, the Guardian Allstead, for part two of my booster draft preview slash recap of my first ever Cloud of Witnesses booster draft. Just got finished doing that and playing two rounds with my brothers Jordan, Jaden, as well as John Early. So I'll kind of set it up. We decided to draft the five box packs, so Treasures, Disciples, Early Church, Persecuted Church, and of course Cloud of Witnesses. And then we added three of the old foil packs. We did Patriarchs, Kings, and Priests. We decided to start in the go from oldest to newest. I was kind of hoping to start with Cloud of Witnesses first, or even Early Church. I really like starting with those because there's a lot of options and you can really get your booster draft deck going in a direction right from the start with some of those packs. But the other guys voted to start with the earliest pack, which is Patriarchs. So we started with that, and just kind of do a recap of what I picked up in each pack. So Patriarchs, opened my pack, nothing too exciting. I ended up taking Covenant with Adam. Kind of a little bit of a versatile card. Works really nice if you happen to pull a character like Ehud or Asahel for some choose the blocker, then you can choose a small guy that decreases, small human, and also can be used as an enhancement in battle. It's a 4/4 and decreases human evil characters by 0/3. So that was about the best card I had in my first pack, so figured I'd start with that and maybe see if something developed in red. Next card I ended up taking was Jawbone. Again, wasn't a whole lot going on in the Patriarchs packs that at least got to me. There were some other nice cards drafted by some of the other guys, but nothing that ended up getting to me. So the rest of the pack wasn't that great. I did get a Barak, the old version, so I had a red hero and the Covenant with Adam right away. I picked up Wrestling with God, kind of a recursion type card, although it targets your opponent's discard pile. I picked up one evil character, which was Orpa, the gray 3/4, and she's worth 7/8 if blocked by alone, or if blocking a lone hero. So I had a little bit of red. I had a gray evil character. Nothing else. Really, the rest was kind of spread out in various brigades. So the next pack we had was Kings, and I had a pretty obvious choice. I had King Amazia, who has a Choose the Blocker ability. So I went ahead and took him, even though he was white. He can pretty much be a rescue if played in the right way, choosing a King of Israel to block, and then, obviously choosing someone that the person you're attacking doesn't have enhancements for, or doesn't seem to have enhancements for. So took him right away. And then in the pack that was next past to me, I was very surprised to see Shamhuth, the gold 8/8, kind of a quasi fight by the numbers character. He doesn't negate characters, but he does prevent enhancements. And being that I'd already taken a Jawbone, which is a 5/1, I immediately obviously took Shamhuth. And really kind of decided I'm going to start focusing on gold, which would end up being a pretty good decision. The very next pack, I got a Elon, the gold 5/3 judge from Kings. He shuffles, if the opponent has three or more evil brigades in territory, return one of the evil characters to the bottom of their deck, basically an underdeck. So pretty useful in booster when people are going to have a lot of brigades a lot of times. So I picked him up. Had a few nice other cards in Kings. Got a King Jehoshaphat. So again, I had the red and the gold kind of working together. The Axe of Solomon is a nice gold enhancement. Doesn't see a lot of play in Constructed, only because gold has so many other good enhancements, but certainly a very viable card in booster draft. Oh yeah, then I also, late in the King's pack, I got a Shield of Faith, which obviously with Shamhuth was going to be a pretty strong play, I felt like. Next, to go on to the priest packs, wasn't too much exciting in my pack. My rare was First Fruits, so I decided to take that. I did have a white hero, and obviously I felt like I could pretty likely to pick up a teal hero later, so to go along with King Amazia, I had the white and a little bit of teal, so I took First Fruits. The rest of the pack, as far as the cards used in my deck, I ended up getting a Zadok, the 10/10 Tabernacle Priest, a False Priest to kind of go with the gray that I'd already started drafting, as well as a Faithless Children, the gold enhancement that increases heroes 4/4. Seemed like I had some good gold stuff going on, so I decided to take that. Next was the Treasures Pack, and I couldn't believe my eyes when I opened my Treasures Pack and I saw Asahel, who is definitely one of the boss heroes in Booster Draft. He's the banding, he's choose the blocker, protected from withdraw and return abilities, just an overall great hero, especially for Booster Draft. I was already in red, so there was no doubt that I was taking Asahel. I mean, it pretty much would have taken a Grapes or a Mayhem behind him in order to not take him. But so picked up Asahel. Didn't use any other Treasures cards. There wasn't a whole lot of other good ones that came around, but I did get a lot of good cards, and from the Treasures pack. Ended up drafting a Fishers of Men for the gold battle winner, Furnace of God's Wrath, also a gold battle winner. Picked up a Warrior Staff, a Pestilence from the Warrior set. So the Treasures pack really, really got me some good cards. I was very happy with the ones I was able to draft from that. Next was Disciples, and once again I had an awesome, easy first choice. I picked up Eli's Sound Advice, a great card for judges, and I had already picked up a Tabernacle Priest in Zadok, so I had both sides covered on Eli's Sound Advice, a negate and a draw 3, so really just a perfect fit for the deck that was starting to come together, so picked that one up. Didn't end up using any of the other Disciple cards. Obviously, my deck was focusing more on Old Testament, just as how it was coming together. So a lot of the New Testament stuff, purple from the Disciples pack, I did not end up taking. I did get a few decent cards from the non-Disciples part of the pack. Miraculous Handkerchiefs, a New Testament Lost Soul, a New Testament only Lost Soul. I believe the Disciples pack is where I picked up a Prophet Simeon, so I had another gold hero to work with, so that was nice, but really Eli's Sound Advice was just the clutch card that ended up getting out of the Disciples pack. Next was Early Church, and this almost changed the direction of my deck, but as it turns out I made it work together. I just got a ton of great clay cards. Started with Peter's Sermon. Just took a battle winner. Had a couple clay heroes, but figured some of those would come back around since we were drafting both Early Church and Persecuted Church. I didn't worry at all about not getting any clay heroes, so I took the battle winner. Then I also ended up with a Praise from Prison, Bravery of Priscilla, and I did get several great clay heroes. I got Rhoda, Nicanor, and then Apollos. Apollos is another great card for Booster with his recursion ability. He's got big numbers. He's got sight access. One of the boss heroes, I think, for Booster Draft from the Clay Brigade. So ended up getting him. Took a Retribution Lost Soul. It was later in the drafting round, but I always like picking up an extra one of those just for even collection purposes. But really it was just the all the clay, and I quickly realized that I was going to have a third viable brigade with the to add to the gold and red that I already started with. So adding Adding clay, just with the amount I ended up with, was very easy. I can't remember exactly which pack it ended up coming out of, but I did pick up a Battle Cry from one of the box packs. Obviously a great addition to any deck that has even just a couple red heroes, and I already had three, with Barak, Asahel, and King Jehoshaphat, so the Battle Cry was an easy add. Took that fairly early. That might have come actually out of the Disciples pack, so I tried to keep track of a few of them, but obviously we were trying to get through it so we could start playing. So that was early church. Again, basically just picked up a third brigade on offense, with several battle winners and a Bravery of Priscilla. That's kind of a quasi battle winner, especially if I could get some kind of banding going. Speaking of that, as we get to the persecuted church, again, couldn't believe my eyes when I opened up my persecuted church pack. The rare was unfortunately drunkenness, so I quickly bypassed that and ran into the Ephesian Mentor. Search deck or discard pile for an Ephesus hero, may ban to an Ephesus hero, cannot be interrupted. And who just so happens to be an Ephesus hero but Apollos, who I had just picked up in the pack before an early church. So the Ephesian Mentor was an easy, easy pick to add to my clay part of my offense. Got several great cards from Persecuted Church. Ended up getting a Word of Christ, which would work with my clay heroes, but also on my King Amazia, if I happen to draw that together. I also really developed my gray in Persecuted Church. I picked up a Julius the Centurion, as well as two arrests in Jerusalem and an uproar in Jerusalem, giving me three very good battle winners for my gray to go along with some of the other kind of older gray cards that I had drafted earlier. Obviously I'm skipping a lot of cards that I didn't end up using. I did end up with a fair number of black enhancements, but only one black evil character. And so it was really just the gray that I ended up having enough of to play it pretty much mono gray defense in my deck. Alright, so last but certainly not least, the probably the most anticipated pack, obviously, was the Cloud of Witnesses pack. Now, with all the box packs, I had ended up taking three copies of Jawbone. Got one in the Patriarchs pack, picked up two more in the box packs, and was really, really hoping that I maybe would get Samson for the Cannot Be Negated Battle Winner on Jawbone. I opened up my Cloud of Witnesses pack. I was a little disappointed to see Noah. Obviously a great hero. Dual Brigade, blue-green. But I had literally drafted next to nothing for blue and green. I had maybe taken one blue hero, one green hero, and I think a couple green enhancements at that point. So there was no way I was going to add another part to my offense. I was pretty much set with gold, clay, and red. So I was a little disappointed in that. But then as I looked at the commons, ended up finding Jephthah. So not quite Samson, but still a strong 7/4 hero. Unfortunately, I hadn't been able to pick up an Ibzan or a Shibboleth from the early church, but still, it was a judge, a strong 7 strength, warrior class, obviously, so I can band to him with Asahel. So a pretty strong pickup. I wasn't terribly disappointed with getting Jephthah, especially having a pretty established gold as part of my offense. Next one I took from Cloud of Witnesses that got passed to me was Eternal Covenant. If you remember in the introduction, I talked about Eternal Covenant and how that could be really useful as far as making sure that you have a hero every turn. You're not afraid to lose a hero because you can just get him back next turn and use him again. So I definitely felt that was going to be a strong one, so I ended up taking that with my second pick. And then I think my third is either my third or fourth pick, basically the last pack that I saw In the from the Cloud of Witnesses packs, I ended up getting a Gideon. So ended up with two gold judges from Cloud of Witnesses to add to my fairly strong gold foundation. And ended up obviously adding both of those to my deck. So let's see, as I look through a few of the cards that I took and didn't end up using, like I said, I drafted a ton of good gold enhancements. I didn't end up using any of the three Jawbones, just because I had, I felt enough gold battle winners with Fishers of Men and Furnace of God's Wrath that I mentioned earlier. I did take one other Cloud of Witnesses card, the Wicked People, the Pale Green Antediluvian. I considered putting a little bit of Pale Green in my deck. I did draft a Death of Unrighteous, as well as a King Tiglath-Pileser, pretty strong, big-numbered evil character from Kings. But I had enough gray that I didn't need to dilute my defense with a second brigade. So I will end up posting the full deck list as part of this kind of podcast / blog or whatever you want to call it, so you can see the full deck list. So the games, I'm not going to spend too much time on those just because it's hard to remember everything about those. The first game ended up going to Jaden. He ended up going first, and kind of the way the souls fell, he just kind of ended up getting out to a lead and never really relinquished it. He pulled a Patriarch's Ehud, which is an awesome character for booster draft. He also had a pretty big defense, although he didn't have to use much of it because a lot of the early souls got shuffled away by Jordan the Shuffler Lost Soul. And so that kind of that hurt me because I was the one to go after the Shuffler got rescued, and so I kind of got stuck with the soul drought for a couple turns. First game. So yeah, Jaden ended up getting to five. I believe I had three. John and Jordan, I think, both had three or four. So not a lot happening in that game. I didn't really draw many of my stronger heroes. I think I had Jephthah first turn, but never drew my Ephesian Mentor or my Asahel or my Apollos. So I didn't really get a chance to kind of use any of the great heroes that I had drafted. Second game went a little bit better. I actually ended up going first. Got stuffed pretty hard by John on my opening rescue. I had a Rhoda with Shield of Faith, Peter's Sermon, and Board of Christ. And John unfortunately blocked the demon, so my Peter's Sermon didn't do much except for give me numbers. He had a capture card, which I negated with Word of Christ, and then he had a negate to negate Word of Christ, and so the capture ended up getting Rhoda. He even had the Old Testament capture, because a New Testament capture would not have worked against Rhoda, and so just kind of everything ended up going against me in that battle. However, I did get both Apollos, or the Ephesian Mentor, to search out Apollos, who then started recurring all my clay enhancements. I would exchange one of the heroes in my hand with the clay cards in my discard pile, and then on my next turn would use Eternal Covenant to get that hero back. So essentially cost-free recursion using Apollos and Eternal Covenant worked out pretty well. I ended up getting to four, but Jordan was one turn ahead of me and ended up getting the winning rescue with, of all cards, Word of Their Testimony, my own created card. The way he played it was even more creative, making a rescue with James, half-brother of Jesus, and playing Prophecy of Eldad and Medad, so that he could play any enhancement based on Prophecy, which Word of Their Testimony is. So I didn't win either round, but definitely some great games, some great laughs. The rare cards that we pulled from our packs, I had the Noah, obviously didn't take it. We also pulled an Abraham, a Lions. John Early drafted the Lions, who, as we were playtesting, we definitely thought was going to be a crazy good character for Booster Draft. Unfortunately for John, both Jordan and Jaden drafted a fair number of Angels, and even though John had Lions as opening hand in the first game, never got attacked by a human character. Unfortunately for him, Lions didn't do a whole lot against the Angels. Like I mentioned, Jordan picked up Word of Their Testimony as his rare. So a lot of great cards from Cloud of Witnesses. It's going to be a fun year of boosting with this new set. The potential to use the 5 box packs is definitely going to be a fun thing. I think that's about all I've got for now. Feel free to leave any comments or questions down below, and I will try to answer those as best I can. Otherwise, appreciate you guys listening, and look forward to doing Booster Draft with you and at Nationals. Hope to see you there.
Brought to you by Land of Redemption and Three Lions Gaming. Visit 3LionsGaming.com for all of your redemption needs.